It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you see this? Yo-yo. That's what it's called, a yo-yo. Down and up, down and up. Some people make these yo-yos go wonderfully. Very fancy. But, oh. Let's see who that is on the phone. Okay, hello. Oh, yes, how are you, Mr. McFeely? Oh, good, you found it? Fine. Well, whenever you can. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Oh, just playing with the yo-yo at the moment. Yeah, all right, see you later. Bye-bye. I'd been thinking about people who work at night, because, you know, some jobs have to get done in the nighttime. So while many of us are asleep, there are a lot of people who are up working. Well, I was talking with Mr. McFeely about that, and he said that the library has a videotape of people doing different things at night, different jobs. So he was looking for that, and he found it. So he'll bring that over in a little bit.
Hey, Fred!
Who's that? Somebody outside. Oh, it's Bob Trow. Come on out. Hey, Bob.
Fred, guess who I brought to see
you. Are you Tom Parks?
I'm Tom Parks, and I'm very happy to see you.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you. I didn't know that you all would have a chance to come by here, but Tom Parks is one of the finest yo-yo artists in the world, and I was showing my friends this.
Well, you started very well. First, you have a slip knot for your loop.
Yep.
And second, you make sure that it goes on your middle finger, mm-hmm. You tighten it, and then the string should be waist height. Now, the first thing you do is drop the yo-yo down, have it come up, and keep it going.
That I
can you do that, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I can, but that's the extent of it. Now, I know you do very fancy things. And are you good at yo-yos, too?
No.
Show us something, will you?
Okay. First, we make the yo-yo sleep. It's hesitating at the bottom of the string, and I want it to come up. I jerk my hand, and up it comes. Then we walk the dog. Put him down, he gently walks along.
You may do it, but this weed. Oh. Can you walk the dog?
Mm-hmm. Tom taught me this. Sleep, act. Sleep, walk.
Almost, but if you practice, I'm sure you'll get it soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, here's a trick you'll like. Uh-huh. This is rocking the baby. See the baby rock nice and peacefully?
Yeah. Jeez.
Then he comes back and you catch him.
I don't know how in the world. Well, that's what teachers are for.
Right.
You're a teacher of this, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I teach people how to yo-yo. And we make a lot of progress. So here is around the corner. See what you can do if you work at it for a while? Come around and catch it. But from the first trick where you throw it down right up to the most complex, such as a baby rocking around the cradle.
Look at that.
And you can still keep it going.
We try, and we'll show you. I'm going to now use a butterfly yo-yo and show you a trick that lands on the string.
Well, what's the difference between... Because this looks like butterfly wings, is that
right.
What you call it?
Well, I'm going to land it on the string, so I have a lot more area to land on.
I see.
And the trick is called the man on the flying trapeze. See, he rides.
Hmm.
We can even give him a somersault. Here's the man on the flying trapeze with a somersault.
Oh, look at that. Would you?
And here's a Ferris wheel.
all with a yo-yo and a string.
And here is the magic triangle.
Wow.
You know, that's just like dancing. Do you ever do two yo-yos at once?
I try.
I mean, one on one hand and one on the other?
Just about enough time to do that, Tom, then we got to get out for the school.
Okay. We'll put the yo-yos on.
Two-handed.
Adjust them. And here we go.
I've never seen him do that one. Those two.
Doesn't look like they're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. So nice seeing you, Mr. Rogers.
I'm glad to meet you. My goodness, I've heard about you, and now I've met you. I'm very glad you would come by. Thanks, Bob.
You bet, friend.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Oh. It takes so much practice to do something like that really well. But as Tom Park says, it all begins with down and up, down and up. Oh, I wonder if they forgot something. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Can deliver it to you.
Oh, you've got it. Will you come in with me?
I sure will.
Look.
A yo-yo.
Yes, did you know Tom Parks was in the neighborhood?
That's what I hear. He's the yo-yo expert, right?
He certainly is. Want to try it?
No, I'll leave that to you. I always wish I could work one of those things, but it takes a lot of practice, I bet, right?
It surely does. A lot of practice.
Just like the speedy delivery service.
Yes, it does.
Well, here it is. Here's the tape you wanted.
People who work at night. Want to watch it with me?
Sure, I'd like to.
Good. And I just asked you for this just a little while ago.
That's my motto, speedy delivery.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Let's watch this together.
You're welcome.
People who work at night.
This film is about a neighbor of ours, and this is her house right here. Her name is Vicki Coleman. She's a police officer who works in the nighttime.
Oh, there's Tiana. And Bill, too.
Yes, the Coleman family.
Tiana's really grown since last I've seen her.
She certainly has.
Looks like she has a lot of homework to do there.
Mm-hmm. Here's Officer Coleman leaving to do her work. She says she really likes her job as a police officer. It gives her a chance to help people if they should need it. There she is at her police station there. Now that police station is right next to a firehouse.
Firefighters certainly work at night.
Yes, they do. They have to be ready to work anytime they're needed. Here's Officer Coleman in her car in the nighttime.
That looks like Dave's gas station. Oh, well, it is. You know, Steve and Jim work there at night. I sometimes take my car there to get gas. Of course, my speedy delivery bicycle doesn't need gas. They're very friendly people at that station.
They certainly are. People do so many different kinds of jobs in the nighttime. Now, these men here are repairing a fire hydrant. They have to dig deep to where the pipes are.
A lot of dirt.
And a lot of work. Of course, sometimes people need medical help in the nighttime. And Monica and Paul are paramedics, and they've just finished caring for somebody who needed to go to the hospital. And inside the hospital, there are people who are awake all night to take care of people who need them. Many different helping jobs in the hospital.
Oh, there goes Officer Coleman in her car.
Yes, she sometimes stops at that all-night diner to eat. And inside it's very bright, and there are many different foods for people. You know Chuck Huell.
Oh, sure.
He's the manager and the cook.
Oh, those grilled cheese sandwiches look good.
They do. And they are. During the nighttime, Officer Coleman often drives by a produce company. That's where the vegetables are loaded and sent to the stores for the day.
A lot of lettuce.
And on to the truck that lettuce goes. Now it's just about daytime. Officer Coleman sees different people starting to do their work.
Those are trash collectors there.
So many people doing so many different things in the nighttime.
And early morning, too. Oh, that's Sean doing his work, delivering newspapers.
Yes.
I'll bet I know who Tiana's waiting for. Her mom.
So nighttime is over and daytime begins, and Mrs. Coleman is home. People who work at night.
That's for sure. You know, some of us think when we go to bed that everything stops when we're asleep, but there's always somebody taking care of something 24 hours a day.
And night.
Well, that's for sure. Well, speedy delivery back to the library right now.
Thank you again, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're quite welcome. There's always something interesting to talk about in this world.
It surely is.
Speedy delivery to you.
Glad you're here to help me talk about it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have some make-believe. Charlie, let's make-believe that it's almost daytime in the neighborhood of make-believe, and Lady Aberlin and the star visitor have been camping out under the stars. Maybe Bob Dog could come along unexpectedly. Okay, Charlie, neighborhood of make-believe.
That's the trolley making its morning run.
Meedy, meedy, meep.
I wish I knew exactly what you were saying. What I do know is that we're really glad you came to visit.
Meedy, meedy, dee, mee, 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 dee.
Whatever it is, it sounds a little sad.
Meedy, meedy, mee, 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 dee.
Oh, Bob Dog, you really startled us.
Meedy, meedy, mee, mee, dee.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say good morning to the world.
Well, good morning almost to you, Bob Dog. I'd like you to meet our star visitor.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to meet you, visitor.
Meedy, meedy, meedy.
Yeah, well, same to you.
Something tells me it's a little sad, but I don't know what I can do to help.
Well, I could take it for a ride.
Would you like that?
Meedy, meedy, meedy.
It would just be for a few minutes.
Yeah, I could show you everything in the neighborhoods. I'll bet it wouldn't be the same as where you came from. Oh. Rope, you want to come along, Lady A?
Oh, no thanks. I'll be waiting right around here. I have some things I need to check on. Yeah. Bob Dog will take very good care of you, and I'll be waiting for you right around here.
Meedy.
Come on, little fella.
Maybe I can find a way to help you a little better.
Ready? Let's go for a ride. Up we go. Here. Now, show you all kinds.
What's your news, Lady A?
Oh, I don't really have any news, Lady Elaine. I just wanted to ask your advice about something.
Well, just speak right into the microphone, dear.
Oh, I Well, I'd rather not have our conversation on your news program.
Well, the biggest news right now is that morning's coming. I'll put this camera down then. Incidentally, how's the little visitor from up there?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk with you about, Lady Elaine.
Uh-huh. Ask me anything. I'll give you an answer.
Well, I'm not able to understand our visitor. In fact, I can't even make out among all those meathies what its name is.
Oh, don't worry about its name, Toots.
But names are important.
Well, if you do find out what its name is, let me know. Hey, look over there. The visitor is with Bob Dog.
Oh, I know.
But it looks like Friday's telling it something.
Scintillate, scintillate, diminutive stellar orb. How inexplicable to me seems the stupendous problem of your existence, elevated at such an immeasurable distance in an apparently perpendicular direction from this terrestrial planet which we occupy, resembling in thy dazzling and unapproachable effulgence a gem of purest carbon set solitaire in a university of space.
Meaty, meaty.
Wow.
Those are large words, and I'm not sure you understood them all, did you?
Meaty.
At any rate, you can always remember how intelligent the king of the neighborhood of make-believe really is. So, almost good morning to you all. Farewell.
Yeah, well, farewell, Your Majesty.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're having a good trip. We've been to Westwood and to someplace else, and now King Friday just recited the big words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Did you understand any of that?
Me, thee, thee, me, me.
Oh, it's all right. We don't have to understand everything to like it.
You are a wise dog, Bob Dog.
Oh.
Do you have any other places to sightsee?
Well, just around here.
I'd like to talk with Daniel Tiger about something.
Well, why don't we meet you at the clock and say, around 3 or 4?
That's good.
Good.
Me, dee, dee, me, me.
I wish I knew how to help you, but I'm trying. I didn't waken you, Daniel.
Oh, no. It's fun to see the day come little by little. And I'm glad to see you anytime.
I have a problem.
What is it?
Well, I think that something is bothering our visitor from the sky, but I don't know what it is.
Can't it tell you?
It tries to, but I can't understand its language.
Does it talk star talk?
I don't know what it is. It just sounds like a lot of me's and these together to me.
That sounds nice, though.
But do you think you could understand it?
I could try.
Here comes your chance.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Look what Corny gave it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a very nice rocket.
Me dee dee me 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 dee.
Now, I'd like you to meet one of my very best tiger friends in the whole world. Daniel Striped Tiger.
Meety?
Yes?
Me, meety dee.
Just talk a while and let me try to understand.
Meety, me, me, dee. Dee, dee, me, 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 dee, dee, me, 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 dee. Dee, me, 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 dee.
Well, that is hard, isn't it?
Meety.
Do you understand what it's saying?
I'm beginning to.
Ask why it's so sad.
I think I already know. Are you telling us that you like it here, but you know that when the night time is completely over, you'll have to go back to your star?
Me.
It's hard to want to be in two places at once, isn't it?
Me. Dee, 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 me, me, dee.
Well, you really can't do that. But when you're here, you can think about your friends there. And when you're there, you can think about us here.
Me, me, dee. Me, 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 dee, dee.
Of course we want you to come back whenever you want. We're glad you found us.
How can you understand all that, Daniel?
I hear we've got an interpreter here. What's it all about, Daniel?
Meedy, 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 meedy.
It says, thanks for welcoming it as soon as it landed, Lady Elaine. Oh, you're welcome, Toots, but I want an interview for my TV news before you take off again.
We don't even know its name yet.
Meedy, meedy, me.
It says its name is Yo-Yo LaBelle.
Yo-Yo LaBelle. What a beautiful name.
And here comes your ride. Here comes your ride. Oh, it's a pretty one. I remember when it came.
Me, dee, me, 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 dee, 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 me, dee, dee, me.
We certainly feel that way about you, and we hope you will come back.
Me, dee, dee, me, me, dee, dee, me, me.
Well, thank you, Yo-Yo LaBelle. You really are a beautiful creature.
Yes, I like you and your star traveler. Here you go, little friend. Get you all set to take off. There. All set. Good trip.
Hey, Bob Dog. Help me with these last pictures, will you please?
Sure.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Bob Dog. Oh, you're good at that, Bob Dog. Huh? Yeah. Oh, you keep them very good.
Bye-bye, Yo-Yo LaBelle.
Bye-bye, Yo-Yo LaBelle. Bye-bye. I liked Yo-Yo LaBelle.
I liked him, too. But you helped me to like him more.
But you knew he was sad.
But you could find out the reason for his sadness.
Why do you think that people and tigers and LaBelles get sad sometimes?
I guess because we have feelings.
I wonder why we have feelings.
Because we're alive and we care about others.
Why do we care?
Because somebody cared about us once.
Do you suppose everybody in the whole world cares?
I think everybody cares about something or somebody.
I sure care about you.
Oh, Daniel, I care so much about you. In the daytime, in the nighttime.
Anytime that you feel's the right time.
For a friendship with me, you see.
Me thee, special.
You are my friend, you're special to me.
There's only one in this wonderful world.
You are
special.
Agamaka.
I can't see the stars. It's morning now.
We'll see them tonight. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Lady Evelyn.
I hope you have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks.
Good morning, Trolley. Oh, yes, it was quite a night.
Hi, Trolley. Yo-Yo LaBelle.
Yes, he is.
See you soon, Trolley.
So the visitor from the stars was Yo-Yo LaBelle. What a beautiful name that is. And the best surprise for me was Daniel understanding Yo-Yo LaBelle just by listening with his heart. That's the best way to try to understand somebody, isn't it? Heart to heart. Here's my globe of the world. I'll pretend that this is the sun right now. And that's the way the world spins around. You know, there's some people in the world who are just going to bed right now, and some people who are sound asleep, and some people who are just getting up, and some who are wide awake doing all sorts of things with their day. What a wonderful world we have. And it's such a good feeling to know that there are so many people who care about it and care about all of us who live in it. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about, don't we? You and I. You're a very special person. There's only one like you in this whole world. There's never been anybody exactly like you before, and there'll never be anybody exactly like you again. You're the only one. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink.